Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kimbo Camper. We always love talking to Kimbo Camper. We saw him at that Dolphins media up front that we did a few weeks ago over at Hard Rock
when
Stadium.
When I was the keynote speaker?
Well, you bogarted a lot of time.
You know what? You were killing me. Let's ask Kim.
You weren't supposed to be the keynote speaker.
Let's ask Kim. Did I do a good
you
job?
You Ray Lewis'd the upfront. Kimbo Camper joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Here is Kimbo Camper. Hello, Kim.
What's happening? How are you guys doing today?
So we did the that Dolphins media upfront a few weeks ago, and I was riding Crowder because everyone was told, we were told on our part, you had a different role, but we were told on our part, you have 45 seconds. So I got up there. Yep. Joe Rose did his 45 seconds. I got up there. I did 45 seconds. And then Crowder, if you remember,
55,
right? He went about 3.5 minutes, but he was giving a motivational speech.
Crowder did 10 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah, and it was a motivational speech to people that have already made successes in their lives. Like, he thought he was talking to the Boys and Girls Club, but everyone there was a successful individual.
Yeah, let me teach you something, Channing. Let me teach you something right here.
What's that?
And I learned this from the great Jim Mandich, and it was reinforced by the great Joe Rose. If you're going to speak for more than 2 minutes, they got to pay you.
I like it.
That's excellent.
See, that's good advice. You just tell me be quiet.
That is excellent. Well, I was just tired of hearing from you, but he gives it a whole new meaning as to that's it. That's excellent piece of advice by Kimbo Camper. So Dolphins had a scrimmage on Saturday. We talked a little bit today about the Dolphins. What are your expectations going into this season? I'm having a tough time getting high expectations. That's just me. Crowder has higher expectations than I do.
Well, and I probably do too, because I just think that, I think this is more an accumulation of a football team. They don't have the stars. They got rid of Sue, and they got rid of Jarvis Landry, and they got rid of Mike Pouncey. But I also think they brought in guys that overachieve. And I said this at the deal with CBS. In order for there's three things that have to happen for me, for this football team to have a chance to compete for a playoff spot. And one is that they've got to overachieve because they don't have the stars in this football team, and everyone's got to lift their level of play. But I reinforce that by saying, well, Adam Gase, while he got rid of the Sues and the Pounceys and the Landrys, he did go out and get guys that are known as overachievers, Danny Amendolas, the Josh Sittons, Kilgore, O'Neal, the defensive end, guys like that, who I think can help and can help raise the level of play of the guys around them. But they've got to play over their head because they're not the most talented football team out there. I think the second thing is Ryan Tannehill he's got to shoulder the load. I mean, he's been out for a year and a half, missed a better part of a season and a half, and looks, and to me, looks really good right now. But he's got to go out and play very similar to how he played in 2016. That's the second thing that's going to happen. And the third thing, and to me, this is probably the easiest thing to resolve, but they've got to figure out a way to do it. If they can eliminate half of their penalties, then they've got a shot, because then they don't have to worry about going into games and beating themselves before they go and try to beat the opponent. So I think those are the three things that happen that has to happen. And I think each one of those things has to happen for it to be successful. So, we'll see how it plays out. But, I think you're starting to see some of the young guys coming in. Gusecki is having a good camp and seems to be stacking good days together, and some of the other guys. So, look, I think they've got an opportunity, but they can't They can't go give games away. They can't those, you know, that game against Tennessee that they play in the middle of the season, or Tampa a couple years ago that was horrible when they came in. They can't lose those football games either. So this team has to play at their best each and every week if they want any chance to be dancing around the postseason at least a little bit.
Hey, Bo, when they got rid of Landry and Sue and made the big changes this offseason, you heard the word culture a lot. I think I've asked you a couple months ago about the culture. Now you've seen some real camp. You've seen what they're implementing. You've seen the new team. You see what they got. Yep. Do you see a change, a real change in how this team goes about their work and really plays football, that culture change that we got sold on?
That's hard to say, Channing. I mean, because, you know, you can talk about culture change. You can demand it. You can make T-shirts. You can put slogans on the wall. You can do all that stuff. But until your football team goes out and plays a meaningful game and doesn't continue to do the same things that they've done over the last, you know, decade and a half, maybe more than that, then we'll see. You know, if they can eliminate their penalties, if they can be more effective in the red zone, if they can put more than 17 points on the board per week, they'll have a chance. But they can't do it by talking, and they can't do it by slogans and this and that and culture changes. Guys got to go out and play, and they've got to go out and play well, and it's got to mean something to them. And they should be pissed off every time a guy jumps off sides or something. You know, I know he's got them running gassers and this and that, but these guys got to take it upon themselves. So this is up to each and every one of these guys, you know, having them be nothing more important than winning football games this season, then you'll see a culture change. Right now, I think it's talk and it's speculation.
And, Kim, you talk about those new names, a lot of guys that we haven't heard of in the rookies and Albert Wilsons and even the Danny Amendolas that we know of, but we've never seen him play in a Dolphin uniform. Who's impressed you? What one of these unproven guys to Dolphin fans can you tell us, hey, take it easy, this guy's going to help us this year?
Well, I'll tell you, the kid that's really making noise is Torrey McTyre, the cornerback. He's been playing a lot with the first team. He's been making plays. He's been doing things. So I think he's the guy to keep an eye on, certainly during the preseason period, to see how this roster is going to shape out and who your starter is going to be. But he's been pretty consistent all along. I talk about Gesicki, the young kid. He seems to be coming along and understanding what his expectations are and what he can do. He's made some plays in the last week or so. Who else is out there?
What about any of them D tackles? Because Godchild got to play. Jordan Phillips. Somebody got to step up for Sue.
Godchild's played pretty well. Vincent Taylor's had a good training camp. Here's a guy to keep an eye on. As a guy, you know, last year it was Godchild that came on and caught everyone's attention. But all of a sudden now Vincent Taylor is kind of throwing people around, and he's making his presence felt a little bit. I think Charles Harris is another guy. You know, he had a pretty good play in the scrimmage, although he beat Gesicki, and that's not, you know, that's certainly not his strength, but. I think he's coming on and playing a little bit better. So I think they've got a number of guys, but you know, Channing, you know, these guys all have to be. They have to be we guys. They can't be me guys. You know, it can't be about them. It's got to be about. You know, I like when you talk like a Danny Amendola, and you talk to him about his game, and he starts talking about the other receivers and how they play off each other and how each one depends on the other to do their job and to be where they're going to be. And you're with the offensive and defensive line. You know, that's the way this team has to be.
Kim Bocamper is with us. You will see him and hear him all season long. It starts this Thursday, Dolphins and Buccaneers preseason game number one. Does it feel dramatically different? Does the team feel, you know, without Ndamukong Suh and Jarvis Landry and Mike Pouncey, does it feel dramatically different just being around everybody?
No, I it doesn't have. Well, look, this team. It's not like this team. Not like when they traveled, there was a circus atmosphere. You know, it wasn't like, you know, they've been, you know, perennial playoffs and perennial Super Bowl kind of teams where when you travel, you do. It does feel like you're a rock star or a circus going somewhere. They haven't had that, but whatever they did have of that with the Sue and with Landry and with the Pouncey, that's gone away. So it just seems to me it's a team of blue collar guys that want to play hard, want to play over their head, want to play as a unit. As I'm talking to coaches, I'm hearing about more guys that are their assignment concerns have gone beyond what their assignment is and what the other guys around them are doing. And guys wanting to know, look, I want to know what everybody on the, you know, Micah Fitzpatrick is a good name, young, good guy, young kid. We know how good he is coming out of college. But he's a guy that's put in a lot of, put a lot of time in since he came here to understand not only what he's doing, but what everybody else on the field is doing so he can play off of them. And I think we've got more guys like that on the football team this year. If it pays, well, you know, we'll see if it pays dividends as they go. But, you know, those guys, you know, I like the makeup of this team. Talent is the question that that for me is going to need to be answered the most.
And, Bo, with the running backs, there was a, you know, a depth chart released, and it was 1A, 1B, Kenyon Drake and Frank Gore. I don't really like that because Kenyon's a young guy. He can be the future running back of your team. We know Frank came in. Yeah. He's, what, 34, 35 years old. How do you feel about how they're, you know, how they're dealing with or divvying up the running back reps with the, you know, with those two guys? Because Frank's respected, Bo, but I think we need to get Kenyon the ball. We need to make him that feature back.
Yeah, but I don't – I wouldn't expect to see I would expect to see Kenyon getting the most of the carries during the preseason. I don't expect to see Frank really doing a whole lot during the preseason. And I think that the I think that depth chart, the way they've set the depth chart up, at least at the running back position, is more out of respect for Frank Gore. And because I think Frank is that guy, that's come in and he's I think he's as regarded as highly as a quasi coach as he is a running back right now, because he's helping everybody out there, all the running backs. He's more than willing to give them his experiences and tell them what he likes. And so I can see that, and it'll shake out. But look, it's not going to be Kenyon Drake's not going to get the ball 30 times a game, you know, between him, between Frank Gore. And you hope that Kalen Ballage can give you enough to where he can contribute during his rookie season. But I think I think those carries are all going to get spread around to those guys. And the other thing is, you know this team under Adam Gase, he likes a couple things. He likes two tights and he likes three tights, and he likes playing with two running backs in the backfield that can both run the football and both catch the football. And so I think you'll see Frank and Kenyon in there at times together to provide that situation on the defensive side of the ball where you don't necessarily need to be a nickel, but you can throw five receivers at a secondary and at the linebacker. So I think he's going to get a lot of playing time, but I think it's going to be a pretty solid rotation there. So I don't think they're going to, you know, if that answers your question.
Kimbo Camper, it all starts Thursday night. Dolphins and Bucks. We have been waiting a long time to get back into the season. I think last year around this time we were talking about what Jay Cutler is going to bring to the team. So already I think we're ahead of the game.
I can almost feel it already Thursday night. You know, that anticipation, that excitement, the chance that football's back and guys are back in their uniforms, you're in the stadium, there's people in the crowd, and then 5 minutes into the game you go, oh, jeez. It's a preseason game.
And I have the same experience every Hall of Fame game where I'm like, oh, it's finally back. I can't wait. I'm going to sit down and watch it. And you watch two plays. I can't even get through a series. You watch two plays. You're like, all right, I'll wait till September.
You get to the first commercial and you go, all right, what else is on?
See you, Bo. Appreciate the time.
All right. Take care, guys.
Kimbo Camper, true Dolphins legend right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.